Hi, good evening. I'm here talking to you guys, and I'm so happy to be here talking to you guys. I have just a couple things I want to share. And it makes me happy that you're here listening. I'm a little nervous because it's an intimate thing that I want to tell you about. And so I was thinking maybe we could just get a little comfortable together. So however you are, however you're sitting or lying or standing or moving around, I thought we could just take a few deep breaths together. And when you breathe, let it just go all the way down your body. Let the breath just fill you and feel the connection between your mind and your body. Are you ready? Breathe in. I'm gonna be running my tongue around the inside of my mouth because I feel that when I do that, there's this, it becomes this point of access between me and my sexual energy. And I wanna talk about something sexual and intimate. If you want to try rubbing your tongue around your mouth, you should. So I had this idea. It was kind of like a dream. And I was kind of like floating down this busy path. And I was floating pretty quickly. And I got into this accident where I just floated into somebody else's space. And they were bumped into the ground from the pressure of my velocity hitting them in the side. We fell together down this steep rocky hill off the path. And as we fell, the light green we were in became darker and darker. And we were falling into these layers of deep green light. And they grabbed my forearm and gripped it so tight, and they didn't let go because they wanted us to be falling together. And whenever we'd hit the bottom, they wanted to be there. And as we were falling, we kind of we kind of became the same thing. We were like this big rock falling together. As we fell, we began to hold each other more and more. Our limbs became stuck to each other and entwined. And our spines made a knot, like two bows being bent towards each other. And I smelled their breath on me. And it made me smile, even though we were falling so hard and so fast into the deep green. I thought the fall would never end. But then it did. We landed into a deep pool of I don't know what it was, but it felt like almost like jello, like dark green jello. And it had some resistance in it. It just like sucked us in even more together. And then from this place of entanglement and oneness, I started to feel that this other creature that had been with me from the fall wanted something from me that I didn't know if I could give. And it started to squeeze my forearm and wring my spine like a wet towel, and the dark green sludge was just pushing us together, and I needed to get away, but I also really needed to stay. And I felt this fire from them, and I felt this heat that really scared me, but also really warmed my soul. And so the contorted bow of my spine just made me kind of vibrate in place. I was torn between staying and leaving. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever felt that way? Where you're just frozen in this moment with someone that you think wants to hurt you, and maybe that's a good thing, but maybe it fucking scares your deepest self, and that's what's so good about it. Ugh. So, there we were, in this puddle of sludge, caught between the pain and the pleasure of leaving and the pain and the pleasure of staying. And this moment felt like an eternity. The creature started to eat me. It started with my left hand, and it's almost like it didn't have any teeth. My hand just became squeezed into its mouth and tightly caught in this hot, wet, soft hole. And it was sucking my whole arm into itself. It was really squeezing it. It had its mouth like just around my arm. It could like feel my bone. The muscles just turned to nothing, and I dissolved deeper and deeper into its body. I kept getting sucked in and getting eaten alive by this fire, this thing, and it hurt, but I just wanted to be fully sucked in. It reached my shoulder, and its mouth opened wider, and its lips ran over the side of my face, over my head, wetting my hair, and I stopped being able to breathe. My torso became slowly squeezed in, and my chest was compressed, and my right arm was caught against my body, and I was halfway in. My legs were the only thing outside of its mouth, and it was around my waist, and it paused around my hips and just, it took a minute to, I think, to relish the sensation. And then I felt it widen, and it sucked in my pelvis, and its lips went over my ass and the fleshy part just below my ass, and then I was just it just sucked me in like the last noodle. then I was in there feeling warm, feeling hot, feeling totally immobile. And we both exploded and became stardust. And I woke up, and every cell in my body was shining and shimmering in this iridescent glow. Is what I want you to feel, or what I want you to imagine right now, you who is listening. I want you to go for it, whatever that means to you. I hope that you can connect with me in this crazy fantasy of being eaten alive by the hot love you just accidentally crashed into. I hope that you've enjoyed hearing this story, and I hope that you'll sleep very deeply tonight. I wish you love and passion. Thank you so much for hearing me out.